ॐ आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि, वाक् प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रम् अथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदम् माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्या मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्तु अस्तु तदात्मनि निरते य उपनिषत्सु धर्माः ते मयि सन्तु सन्तु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
केनोपनिषत् फस्ट् चाप्टर् फस्ट् मन्त्र केनेषितं पतति प्रेषितं मनः केन प्राणः प्रथमः प्रैति युक्तः केनेषितां वाचमिमां वदन्ति चक्षुश्रोत्रं कौ देवो युनक्ति अवर् उपनिषत् The teaching is always in the form of samvada, dialogue between the teacher and the student. Here also, even though the student and the teacher name is not mentioned, by looking at the mantras, we can understand there is a question and answer. The question is always asked by a person who do not know the answer. The question is asked by a person who do not know the answer, and who gives answer also we can understand the person who knows the answer alone gives the answer, who knows the answer alone gives the answer. Therefore, whoever asks the question must be a student. Whoever asks the question or doubt must be a student. And whoever answer knows the answer and gives, presents the uttaram to that person, the questioner, must be a teacher. The one who knows the answer and who answers the questioner must be a teacher. A teacher is one who knows the subject. A student is one who wants to know the subject. Between this guru and sishya, alone the samvada will take place. Just as we are seeing in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna, Gita Acharya is a teacher. Arjuna is a student. So here also, the student questions, Keneshitam patati, Preshitam manaha. Kena, by which or by whom manaha patati, kena ishitam. Ishitam means willed by, propelled by, or instigated by, or inspired by whom this mind patati means falls, means run after doing its actions. Patati means swavishayam prati gacchati iti. How it goes out towards the object. Who is that principle, or what is that principle behind this mind? Kena yuktaha One more word is there. Preshitam is there, as though forced, as it were, forced by somebody. We also say, whenever person is walking so fast, why you are walking so fast, as though somebody is chasing you. It appears as though somebody is chasing you, you are going fast. It shows, appears like that. Mind also, preshitam, as though ordered by someone, blessed by. Second question, kena yuktaha prathamaha pranaha praiti. Yuktaha means niyuktaha. Niyuktaha, directed by whom, kena means by whom, prathamaha pranaha. Prathamaha prana means mukhya pranaha, the main prana. Praiti functions. Praiti means function. This is the second question. Third question, kena ishitam imam vacham vadanti. Willed by whom? Kena ishitam. Willed by whom? Vacham, imam vacham. These words, whatever words we are speaking in any language, these words, by whom, propelled by whom, do the people are speaking or talking? These words, imam vacham vadanti. Then the fourth question, Kaha Devaha Chakshuhu Shrotram Yunakti. Kaha Devaha, which divine principle? Kaha means which, Devaha means divine principle or divine power. Who Yunakti means, indeed, Niyungte, Yunakti means Niyungte, direct. Whom? Chakshuhu Shrotram. Who is that divine principle, or what is that divine principle direct the eyes to see? What is that divine principle direct the ears to listen? What is that divine principle direct the mind to function? What is that direct divine principle direct the prana to function? I want to know that divine principle. Because I know that this body by itself is inert, made up of chemicals. These eyes and ears are belong to the body. They are also inert. An inert thing can never function. Prana also is made up of matter. It also cannot function without the sentient principle. A Chetana Tattvam alone can act, can do any kriya. A Chetana Tattvam, a sentient Chetana means sentient. A sentient principle alone can do any action. This prana is an inert principle. It is functioning means there must be some sentient principle. What is that principle? Mind is also matter. Jadam, achetanam, inert. Jadam, matter, achetanam, inert, all are synonyms. There must be a sentient principle behind this. Therefore, tell me, what is that principle? Chetana anadhishtitam, achetanam, can never work, can never function. This is what we are saying in the last class. Chetana anadhishtitam sat achetanam na pravartate. A jadam object or insentient object can never function without the chetana principle. Therefore, without the blessings of that invisible principle, this visible body, mind, sense organs or prana, mind and prana are invisible. Sense organs are visible. How they are functioning? Then Guru answers in the next mantra, the second mantra. We will read that mantra. One more point we have to note in this first mantra. Devaha means, there are three meanings for Devaha. Celestial gods, one meaning. Second meaning is Atma. Third meaning is sense organs. Jnanendriyani, Karmendriyani put together sense organs. So among these three, here Devaha means, which meaning we have to take? The second meaning we have to take. What is that second meaning? Atma. So Kaha Atma Chakshuhu Shrotram Yunakti. So that Atma we have to take here. The Guru answers from the second shloka mantra, which is the Sutra Bhuta mantra. Sutra Bhuta means very important. Based on this only the whole Keno Upanishad runs. We'll read that mantra. Shrotrasya Shrotram,
Shrotrasya Shrotram,
Manaso Manaha,
Manaso Manaha,
Yadvachoha Vacham,
Yadvachoha Vacham,
Sau Pranasya Pranaha,
Sau Pranasya Pranaha,
Chakshush Chakshushas Chakshuh, Atimuchya Dhiraha,
Atimuchya Dhiraha,
Pretyasmal Lokat,
Pretyasmal Lokat,
Amrita Bhavanti,
Amrita Bhavanti.
The Guru gives a definition of Atma, taking that Devaha as Atma. He gives the answer up to Chakshushas Chakshuhu is the answer for the student's question. The question in the previous mantra, answer is in this mantra. So very very important mantra. Look into the mantra. Shrotrasya Shrotram Saha. Saha means that principle. What you have asked, Saha Devaha iti, that Deva is none other than Atma. That Atma is nothing but ear of the ear. That Atma is now in the place of Devaha. I use the word Atma. That principle, the Atma principle, is the ear of the ear, which is the ear of the ear. Then Shrotrasya Shrotram, Manaso Manaha, second one Manaso Manaha, that principle is the mind, that principle is the mind, of the mind. You asked what is that principle, make the mind to function. That principle which makes the mind to function is the mind. Mind of the mind, it says. Then, pranasya vachaha vacham. Vachoha vacham. Vachaha vacham. Means the speech of the speech. That principle is the speech of the speech. Saha means that self or Atma, the principle, is the speech of the speech. Pranasya Pranaha. Now these three put together Sukshma Shariram. A speech comes under Karmendriyani. Prana comes under Sukshma Shariram. Five pranas, five sense organs of action. Shrotrasya Shrotram comes under five sense organs of knowledge. So sample he has taken. He need not ask who is that making the nose to function, tongue to function. You need not ask. One a sample. From Karmendriyani Shrotrendriyam. Not from Karmendriyani, walk. தம் ஜானேந்திரியாணி ஸ்ரோத்ரேந்திரியம், தம் அந்தகரணம் மைண்ட். ஹி ஹஸ் டேக்கன் அஸ் அன் எக்ஸாம்பிள். திஸ் இஸ் த ஆன்சர் கிவன் பை த டீச்சர். வாட் த டீச்சர் ஹேஸ் டு கிவ் ரியல்லி ஆன்சர். வாட் இஸ் தட் பிரின்சிபல் மீன்ஸ் த டீச்சர் ஷுட் சே திஸ் இஸ் த பிரின்சிபல். Atma is the principle, he can say directly. Atma is that principle inspires or activates these sense organs and the mind. Instead of saying in that way, why the guru answer in this manner? Ear of the ear, eye of the eye, mind of the mind, prana of the prana. Already the student is confused. Questions are asking. Your answer must be very simple, must be very directly you have to give answer. But Upanishad, the Guru gives answer in this manner. What Shastra says, this is the manner we have to give answer. This is the right method to give the answer. Why? What are the reasons? We have to see that. The later part I will explain later. Now, the Guru's intention is that consciousness, Atma, is, again 5 points you have to note down, very important. Consciousness is not the part of the body. That principle, what am I talking, is not the part of the body, property of the body, are the product of the body. The principle Atma is different from the body. It is not the property of the body, product of the body, or the part of the body. That Atma, the Chaitanyam, the consciousness, all are synonyms for Devaha. The second point in that 5 points we have to note, consciousness pervades inside the body, outside the body. Consciousness pervades inside the body and outside the body. Number three, consciousness is not limited by the boundaries of the body. Consciousness is not limited by the boundaries of the body. Number four, consciousness is that which enlivens the body, makes the body alive. Consciousness is that which makes the body to be alive or to make sentient, enlivens. Number five, consciousness is that which survives the death of the body or after the fall of the body. Consciousness is that which survives the death of the body or which survives after the fall of the body. When the body is in the fifth point itself, another point, without that body, this Atma consciousness cannot be interact. Without this body, the Chaitanyam Atma cannot interact, cannot transact. This is an abstract way of presentation. Idea is very abstract for us. If I give an example, you will try to absorb this idea. What is that example? Is look at the fan. Don't look up. Just once you, when the fan is moving, first point we have to say, electricity is there. Electricity is not the part of the fan. Electricity is not the property of the fan. Electricity is not the product of the fan.
clear. It is not the part or product or property of the fan, who electricity. That means what? Electricity is different from the fan, number one. What is the number two statement? That consciousness pervades inside and outside. Now you take the electricity. Electricity pervades inside the fan and outside the fan. If it is not outside, it cannot come to the tube light. It cannot come into the mic. It cannot come into the amplifier. So, electricity is inside the fan and outside the fan. Second point, we can understand in this way. Third point, that electricity is not limited by the confined to the fan. Electricity is not limited by the fan. Just as the consciousness is not limited by the body, we say, to understand that, this example, it is a well-known example, through that we can understand. Electricity is not limited by the boundaries of the fan. Third point. What is the fourth point? Electricity is that which makes the fan as fan. Fanness is, you can say, electricity is the fan of the fan. Fanness can be there as long as the electricity is there. How the fan can give air? When electricity is there alone, it can give. So, electricity is that which enlivens the fan. Clear? What is the fifth point? Even the fan got some problem, or bulb got some problem, the electricity will continue. Electricity will continue. But that electricity is not available in this fan or in this bulb, it got any destruction, it is not available. Now it is simple. Same way you can supply to the consciousness. But don't say consciousness is electricity. Don't extend the example. Example we should not extend. Up to what extent we need the example only we have to take. Okay? Now I hope you can understand. Another example, a simple one more example. When I taste the water, a salt water, water has no taste. Water has no taste. Once I feel the saltish nature in the water, what I infer? There is salt in the water. What I feel? The saltishness. Similarly, when this body, mind, sense organs are functioning, the Chetana Tattvam, I infer some higher principle, but which is not visible, which is available through the function of the body, mind, complex. Therefore, I can be called as I because of that principle. Therefore, I can say, this principle is the eye of the eye. This Atma principle is the eye of the eye. Chakshushas Chakshuhu means what? The eye can be called as eye as long as this principle is there. Therefore, I can say, oh my dear student, this consciousness is the eye of the eye. I irikkirudhu kaha, I enna EYE, not that I, ahankara I. Earness is possible because of this consciousness. Therefore, I can say ear, this consciousness is the ear of the ear. The hearing capacity, the hearing power is because of the consciousness. Therefore, I can say in present in this manner,
so, pranasyaha, பிராணஹ. பிராண ஆஃப் த பிராண, த வைட்டல் எனர்ஜி அண்ட் மைண்ட் ஆஃப் த மைண்ட். மைண்ட் கேன் பி கால்ட் ஆஸ் மைண்ட் ஆஸ் லாங் ஆஸ் திஸ் பிரின்சிபிள் இஸ் தேர். ஸோ அந்த மைண்ட் மைண்டாக இருக்கிறதுக்கு என்ன வேணும், என்ன இந்த கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் வேணும். அதுக்கு தான் மைண்ட் ஆஃப் த மைண்ட், இயர் ஆஃப் த இயர், ஐ ஆஃப் த ஐ, பிராண ஆஃப் த பிராண. சப்போஸ் இஃப் ஐ சே டைரக்ட்லி வித்தவுட் சேயிங் இன் திஸ் மேனர், சப்போஸ் ஐ சே தட் பிரின்சிபிள் இஸ் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் தட் இஸ் ஆத்மா. சப்போஸ் ஐ சே ஸ்ட்ரெயிட் அவே திஸ் ஆன்சர், ஐ மீன்ஸ் த குரு. Suppose the Guru gives the answer that Devaha, that principle which makes the mind sense organs to function, that is Atma. If I say, what you do? The student will search for Atma. If the Guru gives in such a way, the student will start searching for Atma. There is some Atma which is activating the mind, the body and the eyes. And the prana, therefore, what is that Atma? He starts searching. Clear? This is the one reason why the teacher has given this answer. This is one reason. The second reason, the first reason you have understood? And adhi purinjala namak idu vishayam, in the answer, why he has given this answer. And suppose Guru says the Atma is that principle in chunna, this student will start searching for Atma outside. Because he search outside, what is that principle Atma? Where is it? How is it? Let me know that principle. Since he can never get come across through that Atma, he can never come across through that Atma, therefore Guru cannot say that is Atma. Clear though? Guru can never say that is Atma directly, because he can never come across that Atma externally. This is the reason why he has given in this way answer. The second reason, suppose Guru says that principle is you. That principle is you only. Suppose Guru says, both the answers are right, but the student cannot grasp. So therefore, suppose the Guru says, that principle is you are. Here also there is a problem. Suppose Guru says, what is that principle? Tell me. Anna. You are that principle. If suppose gives answer, the problem is not solved, confusion will increase more. I am the cause? The student will get doubt. How I can be the cause of that principle? Because the student do not know what is the real I. Therefore, the teacher has to give answer in this way alone. There is no other way. The Keno Upanishad is talking like this. We think, now you go deep into that. If Guru says that is Atma, the student will search outside. Suppose the Guru says, you are that principle, the student will never believe. How can I become that principle? How can I be, I am the director of the eyes, I am the director of the mind. So, Guru will never give the answer in that manner if he gives, student cannot understand. So, this is clear. Now, the next point Guru says, by knowing which, after giving the answer, Chakshushas Chakshuhu, Dhiraha Atimuchyanti, those discriminative people, who knows that self, which is the eye of the eye, ear of the ear, mind of the mind, prana of the prana, that principle whoever knows, that principle, whoever knows, well, a puzzle madri irukum in the whole Upanishad, especially in the first second two portions. Dhiraha, they are called discriminative people. Those discriminative people who knows the self, atimuchya bhavanti,
தே வில் பிகம் அமிர்தாக பவந்தி அஸ்மான் லோகாத் பிரைத்ய. தே பிகம் இம்மோர்டல், அமிர்தாக பவந்தி, தே பிகம் இம்மோர்டல் வென் பிரைத்ய, ஆஃப்டர் லீவிங் திஸ் பாடி. வை லிவிங் ஆல்சோ அதிமுச்ச கிவ் அப் த பாடி ஐடென்டிஃபிகேஷன் இஸ் கால்ட் ஜீவன் முக்தி. See how they are all hidden in this thing. You cannot find out, no? Very difficult to know. Atimuchya means transcending. Discriminative people transcend the body identification by knowing this principle, that which is Chakshusha Chakshuhu. That principle which is the mind of the mind, eye of the ear, prana of the prana, by knowing which principle the student, the people will be free from this body identification. அதி முச்ச அர்த்தம் ஜீவன் முக்தி. நாட் ஓன்லி ஜீவன் முக்தி, அஸ்மாத் லோகாத் பிரேத்யா அமிர்தாக பவந்தி. ஹேவிங் லெஃப்ட் திஸ் பாடி ஆல்சோ, பை லீவிங் திஸ் பாடி ஸ்தூல சரீரம், அஸ்மாத் லோகாத் மீன்ஸ் திஸ் வேர்ல்ட், லீவ் ஆல் த த்ரீ பாடிஸ் ஸ்தூல சூக்ஷ்ம காரண சரீரம், they leave all the three bodies and attain amrutaha bhavanti means videha mukti praapnoti ena artham. They attain videha mukti, that is the meaning of this mantra. Now we will read the third mantra. He is going to elaborate the same subject. So the whole Upanishad is elaboration of this mantra alone. We'll read the third mantra. Na tatra chakshur gacchati,
na tatra chakshur gacchati,
na vagacchati no manah,
na vagacchati no manah,
na vidmo na vijanimah,
na vidmo na vijanimah,
yathai tadanu shishyat,
yathai tadanu shishyat.
The Guru tells Tatra Chakshuhu na gacchati, the eyes cannot reach there, the eyes cannot perceive that self, that Devaha or Atma or the self, these eyes cannot perceive. This is the ingenious method of presentation. That is why people cannot understand. The reason is, it is not a direct way of presentation. Yena direct present panna, you are the atma sonna enna panduva, na body da atma nu solluva, and the charvakan madre all will become charvakas. See, body is the atma. If I say you are the atma means first class la, what you take? Body is Atma. Nicely you come to conclusion without any doubt. And how many days the Guru go on telling you are that, you are that, you are that Atma chunnalen kuda appo ennumo swami ni nalla padichittu vandirukan. She want to say something, that's why she is telling, praising me. The student think in this manner, the teacher talking in from one angle, the student taking in from a different angle. Just like one person standing there and he is so sad, no money, anything, then suppose I go and tell you are a Koteeswaran, no, you are a crore pati nu sonna enna joke adikirena anu kepar, no, what you are telling? Why you are talking funny way? That person cannot believe. If I say you are a karodpati, if I say, he will not believe me. How I say? Because I know that he has got lot of pressure.
How can you say that? Because you have lot of
money, wealth. Where you are standing, you dig the earth.
If I say, then only he can understand, he get the money.
Adi madre, here Atma, inside, it is available, but the student will never
swallow this statement.
In spite of swallowing this statement, the student reject the teacher. Reject the teacher means not outright, in front of the teacher. Solitude, Mahatmas, all people will talk like that only. No, all Swamijis, Swaminis, they talk like that only. But I know what problem I have got. My ignorance, my problems, my worries, my family entanglements, all I know. Who, what they know about me. That's why we never agree with them wholeheartedly.
We agree with them up to Namaskara.
We do Namaskara, we'll come back.
Enough, that's all. More than that, I cannot understand anything. Because
we have never
opened our mind, or
we have never given time to our intellect to understand this. Until today, we have never allowed our personality, body, mind, complex, intellect,
we have never allowed that to go into that area. What is that area?
Studying. Sitting in the class, studying the scriptures,
we have never done till today.
We have never opened our mind for this subject to know. Therefore, whatever they say, it is not a convincing factor for me.
If I allow myself, I open myself, my mind, my intellect, then alone I can tally their statements with
my understanding. So there is something I have to understand, but I have not presented myself consistently for a length of time when I have given time.
Therefore, a Shishya is one who
gives his or herself to the teaching, not to anything else. This is the must. I have to give up myself to the scriptures.
I have to give up myself to the scriptures means what? My whole personality I have to put in the presence of the scriptures.
How can I put my personality in the presence of the scriptures? And
how is it possible?
இருக்கே கேனோ பனிஷத்து முன்னாடியே இருக்கு சுவாமிஜி, நான் இங்கே தான் இருக்கேனே. ப்ரெசென்டிங் மை செல்ஃப், மை ஹோல் பர்சனாலிட்டி இன் ஃப்ரண்ட் ஆஃப் த ஸ்கிரிப்சர்ஸ் மீன்ஸ் ப்ரெசென்டிங் மை செல்ஃப் இன் ஃப்ரண்ட் ஆஃப் த டீச்சர் ஹூ இஸ் ரிவீலிங் த உபனிஷத். மேக்கிங் மை செல்ஃப் அவைலபிள் டு த டீச்சிங் இன் ஃப்ரண்ட் ஆஃப் மை டீச்சர் ஹூ இஸ் டாக்கிங் த சாஸ்திரா. ஒன்ஸ் ஐ ஸ்டார்ட் தட், then I can know that I am that self. Until that time, Guru can give only this answer. So therefore, they never say, nowhere in any Upanishad, they say, you are that Atma. Go. Enna ahuna, unnu ahada, apadu thaan irupan. Ignorance will continue blissfully. Try to understand. Never say, Upanishad is difficult, it is above head, I am not able to understand. These are all our excuses. We miss this opportunity. That's why Upanishad says, Guru says, dhiraha ati muchyanti.
A wise person, it is difficult.
So what? Let me listen. Let me try to understand. Why can't I put effort for that? So therefore, the Guru tells in this manner only, never come to conclusion, it is above head, it is not understandable, it is not swallowable, it is not convincible, it is very, very difficult, something they are talking, never come to that idea at all, if you are a real mumukshu. If you are a real Vedantic seeker, never come to that conclusion. Be patient. Porumaya padikanam. Make yourself available, then only you can grasp the inner depth of Lakshyardha. வாச்சியார்த்த இஸ் யூ ஆர் தட்னு சொன்ன பாடி. ஐ அகங்காரா வெல்கம். வாட் இஸ் த லக்ஷார்த்தா? யூ ஆர் தட் ஆத்மான்னு சொன்ன லக்ஷார்த்தம் புரிஞ்சுக்கணுமே. அந்த லக்ஷார்த்தத்தை போகிறதுக்கு ரொம்ப நாள் ஆகும். தட்ஸ் வை தேர் கால்ட் தீராஹா. ஐ ஹோப் யூ ஆர் ஆல் தீராஹா. இஃப் யூ ஆர் ஆல்சோ தீராஹா இன் டிஸ்கிரிமினேட்டிவ் பீப்புள், திங்கிங் பீப்புள், இஃப் யூ கன்சிடர் யுவர் செல்ஃப், ஐ எம் ஆல்சோ எ திங்கிங் பர்சன், ஐ எம் ஆல்சோ எ டிஸ்கிரிமினேட்டிவ் பர்சன், தேர் ஃபோர் ஐ வில் ஆல்சோ அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் திஸ். சச் பீப்புள் கெட் ஜீவன் முக்தி. Therefore, na tatra chakshur gacchati. There, these eyes cannot go and see. Therefore, anyone says, I have seen Atma, you tell this word. Na tatra chakshur gacchati, you cannot see. Since eyes cannot go there, you cannot see the Atma. If anybody says, you will forget this line. What do you say? Oh, can you show me? Immediately you ask, Swamini, gone, subject gone. Yeah, na, the attraction. I have seen Atma, they are telling. Upanishad is telling, the Guru says, na tatra chakshuhu gacchati. Eyes cannot reach there. And anartha, eyes can never see the Atma. Try to understand. If anybody bluff like this, I have seen Atma, I will show you Atma. Na, never go near to that person. You can consider that person a dull-witted person. It is not, we are saying by arrogance, they are not thinking people. They are not understanding the Upanishads and they are misleading the people, exploiting the weaknesses of the people and they are criticizing the Shastra. Hey, don't go and read all these things. Atma is self-evident. Self-evident, you are that Atma. Come on, I will show you. You are that Atma, Upanishad knows. But then why Upanishad, why gurus and teacher, teaching and all? If it is so, this guru need not talk all these mantras. Tell me, I will show the Atman guru oru vaartha chollindame. Krishna also can say, Arjuna, I will give that jnana. And then tala apdi tottar jnana vandillame. Edhukku 750 slokas, 18 adhyayam. Think panna vendam. If knowledge is possible like that, why all these teachers, they have studied the Upanishads and Gita, all these things. So, you have to understand, na tatra chakshuhu gacchati. Not only that, na vaag gacchati. Even your speech cannot reach there. You cannot describe the Atma is like this, Atma is like this. No, I can tell, teach you what is Atma, come. You cannot teach about Atma. You can teach what is not Atma. See, nice, beautiful, no, this is. I will teach about Atma. All of you come here. And what Upanishad says? Na vak gacchati chumma iru sukam peru vanna. Chumma iru anu ninge swamini pesurel anna. I have to talk what is not Atma. Then only you can understand what is Atma. The walk gacchati until to negate the Anatma, then walk withdraws. The speech goes until to negate the Anatma, Mithya Anatma, and the walk will become silent. After doing that job, walk na gacchati, not necessary, it cannot go, it need not go. The speech need not go. Speech cannot go, but until that point, walk will go. But after that means what? After negating Anatma, the speech need not do anything. Mauna vyakhya prakatita para brahma tattvam yuvanam. Maunam. So, no guru give a knowledge, new knowledge, self-knowledge. Understand. Guru job is only to remove the wrong notions from the mind of the student, and Guru job is to make the student own up the already existing Atma. Already
Atma nature makes the student to know, to understand. This is only teacher's job. Teacher is not showing any Atma. இப்பவே சொல்றேன், நான் முன்னாடி சொன்னதா நல்லது. அப்புறம் வந்து நான் ஏதோ நினைச்சு ஆத்மா ஷி வில் ஷோ சம்திங் சம் பவர்ஸ் என்ன, அங்கே போனால் எல்லாம் நம்ம ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ் எல்லாம் போயிடும், இதெல்லாம் நத்திங் வில் ஹேப்பன், யூ ஆர் ஆஸ் இட் இஸ். பட் சம்திங் வில் ஹேப்பன் இன் யுவர் இன்டலெக்ட், யுவர் திங்கிங் வில் டிரான்ஸ்ஃபார்ம், சேஞ்ச் வில் கம் இன் த இன்டலெக்ட். நான் வாக்கு கச்சது நோ மனஹா, ஈவன் மனஹா ஆல்சோ கெனாட் கோ, மைண்ட் கெனாட் think of. I meditate, I think of Atma. How much time? 1.5 hours I think about Atma. What Upanishad says? No. Mind can never think of Atma. Why? Mind is the one who behind, Atma is that who is the behind the mind to make to think. Tell it to answer. Nane. Munnadi. Tondra enakke na. Mind cannot reach there and anartham. When the mind itself is mind because of the consciousness, how the mind can think of Atma? What is this? Just talking funnily. People are there, no, sitting, closing the eyes. Where you are gone? Atman paathittu vandhen. I am thinking of Atma. No, na manas apdiye Atman oru layam aayidudanna. Mind is merging with the Atma. Mind is totally joining with the Atma. Idvere joining with the Atma. Mind joining with the Atma. There are people talking. These are all really, they are having some sort of recognition. Avanu ketta poi idu sonna enakku konja recognition varum, name varum, fame varum. They will recognize me, they will respect me. In the weakness irukkale human mind la, it makes the person to talk like anything. Those people, they blabber like anything. I have seen Atma, I am merging with Atma, I have with that Atma absorbed in Atma. How you can absorb in the Atma? Tell me. That's why Guru says, na solala, Guru ve solrar, na vidmaha na vijanimaha. I do not know. What is that? Na vidmaha. We do not know. That Brahman, now he says Brahman. That means what? Devaha is equal to Atma. Atma is equal to Brahman. Brahman is equal to consciousness. We do not know that Brahman. Where the mind cannot reach, where the speech cannot reach, where the eyes cannot perceive, that Brahman we do not know. இவருக்கு தெரியாது, அவருக்கெல்லாம் தெரியாது. மெடிடேஷன் பண்ணி பாருங்க. How humble our teachers. Our rishis is not a teacher, is not an ordinary person. Rishis, they say we do not know that Brahman. There is an answer in that. Na vijanimaha, we do not know. Yatha anusishyat etat, we do not know how they communicate this. We do not know about Brahman, and we do not know how, yatha, how anusishyat should be taught. We do not know how it should be taught, how it should be communicated. We do not know. Etat means this Brahman, this parampara prapta jnanam, we do not know how to communicate. I do not know how people can communicate this. Now what a humility in the Guru. The wise person always talk like that only. Otherwise people talk so many ways. So therefore, na vijanimaha na vidmaha, we do not know, and we do not know how anyone can teach or communicate about this Brahman. How a guru can give this answer? Student gathi enna aham ipdi sonna? Suppose anybody comes, I do not know the Brahman, I do not know how to communicate, and enna pannuve? Inga poiduve thirupi illaya? குட் பை. உங்களுக்கே தெரியலன்னா நான் எதுக்காக வரணும்? பட் திங்கிங் பீப்புள் டு நாட் கோ, நான் திங்கிங் பீப்புள் வில் கோ அவே. தட்ஸ் வை த ஸ்டூடெண்ட் இஸ் கண்டினியூயிங் வித் த டீச்சர். தட்ஸ் வை த குரு ஹேஸ் கண்டினியூட் சோ மெனி மந்திராஸ், அதர்வைஸ் ஹி வுட் ஹவ் கான். That means what? The student is remain staying in front of the teacher. That means the student must be a thinking student. There is something to listen from this teacher. He is talking in a different way. Let us see what he is going to talk in the next class. We'll see more in the next class.
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.